Welcome to the Federal Law Enforcement Podcast hosted on Government Technology Insider. I'm your host, Matt Langan. In the past year, the need for solutions that deliver powerful insights to federal law enforcement agencies became more important than ever. And these solutions need to provide interoperability, connectivity, and of course, speed. And today we are speaking with Sam Kropp, who is the IoT Business Development Manager at Verizon, who will discuss how federal law enforcement agencies are improving mission delivery with these kinds of solutions. And Sam, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. And let's start it off at the top with challenges. So what challenges have been presented in the federal law enforcement space over the past year?
Well, as you know, with the pandemic and other challenges, interacting with citizens have greatly changed, but also the technology side. The need for having interoperability and being able to communicate across platforms has grown exponentially. There's a lot of need between different types of systems to be able to communicate important information without there being any kind of stopgap or bottleneck. And this has become more prevalent, I think, as we continue on with newer technologies, including 5G and again with 4G, making all of those priority, preemption, and other types of services being able to be cross-platformed as well as new technology utilizing those features.
Okay, excellent. You know, in many ways, you touched upon my next question. It's really all about the solutions. So let's dive in a little bit more about the solutions that are being leveraged to combat today's challenges, or at least the challenges that law enforcement agencies saw over the past year.
Yeah, so it depends on, there's a lot of different types of technology that already have somewhat a level of interoperability. I can send a call to a separate network, I can send text messages, but when we start looking at when the rubber hits the road and there's an emergency happening, how do you have that priority call between two different networks or two different systems, especially when looking at it from a national level for federal law enforcement as well as for just federal agencies in general? When you're working with someone who might, or a department that might be a smaller department that may not have the same system that you do, how do you ensure that those types of communications are happening? And we can do that a lot of different ways. Verizon is very much open to interoperability, and we're utilizing things such as WPS or wireless priority services through DHS to provide that interoperability with those phone calls. But then when you look at the technology and the solutions that are out there, everything from body cam footage, things of being able to use different types of land mobile radios, how do we interconnect those? And that's something that a lot of our partners are looking into, how to solve that outside of just our work within DHS. So I think a lot of the challenges are being overcome because we can see it. We can see it within the local law enforcement. We can see it within the federal side of law enforcement, as well as just federal in general, and making sure that everything has that interconnectivity. And we've learned these lessons throughout our time working with law enforcement and the federal agencies that are out there, that this is a very much a need, and it's something that we should all work together to combat. So our partners are working to solve this, as well as Verizon Wireless trying to solve this for the greater need of law enforcement, both state and local and federal across the board. And okay, One I'll highlight is Mutual Link. Mutual Link allows us to interconnect different disparate networks under a single pane of glass, allowing us to connect everything from cameras to push-to-talk devices and be able to have that ability to see all what's happening, get that common operating picture and situational awareness at a given time to be able to get into a scenario, know what's happening, and have that intelligence to do the right thing at the right time.
That's excellent. You know, Sam, really appreciate your time today. And this is a pretty short interview. So for our last question is really future forward thinking, if you will. And so how do you see these solutions, especially 5G, continuing to change this space?
Well, I'm glad that you said it was a short call because I could talk a long time about this. But when looking at 5G, it is one of the most inspiring things to work for Verizon, to see where we can take this. When we're looking at how the technology interacts with our system and how quickly things can happen, you don't want to have any kind of latency. 5G solves for that. It takes the latency out of the equation and gives that instant communication back and forth. Not to mention it being a giant pipeline of data being able to be transmitted, you can do amazing, amazing things. Everything from videos to drone connectivity. The list is more or less endless. And then when you partner that with our mobile edge computing systems, you can take just a simple camera, a simple system, and be able to turn that into, like, say, a license plate reader and be able to get that information, because all of that computing is happening at the edge. So it's instantaneous. So we can take a more or less unsophisticated system and turn it into a very sophisticated system without having to go and have a very large appliance to do it. Now a lot of that computing can happen at the edge, which really is making the efficiencies increase exponentially. And that's just one of the different angles that 5G can provide. There's even network slicing, and the list kind of goes on and on and on. I think that 5G is just scratching the surface of what we think we can do with it. It's just like there's just so much more. It's just really, really exciting. I think ultimately, though, if I was to put one of the benefits to what 5G is going to put out there, is I'd like to say that, you know, your imagination on this is really endless, because there's so much that can be done. And I think that a lot of our partners and a lot of the technology, the people who build the technology, who build the programs, are really excited about where this is going to go. And it's just a very exciting thing to be a part of.
That's excellent. What a great way to conclude the Federal Law Enforcement Podcast hosted on Government Technology Insider, where Sam Kroc, who is the IoT Business Development Manager at Verizon, discussed how federal law enforcement agencies are using innovations that really provide interoperability, connectivity, and speed for improving overall mission delivery. And Sam, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.